Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 12 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. You brought up something during the 4 o'clock hour that I was thought was pretty intriguing, which is and absolutely true. Today actually is the first day of the travel season, this Christmas travel season.
Yeah, this is when the national rush is officially supposed to boom.
AAA, of course, saying, hey, there's a lot of travelers this holiday season. By the way, I wrote a story up on News Radio 92.3 on our website, NAP, concerning the travel and the best and worst times to make those treks. So you can go up and check that out if you don't mind. Almost 120 million people from Saturday to Wednesday are expected to be on the road. 7 million in the air, 4 million on trains, buses, cruises, and other transportation. So getting ready for the Christmas season.
Sounds like it.
I've been ready for this stuff. I'm actually starting to go into a downside mode because I know that there's just so many days. What, 8 days away? 7 days away from Christmas now?
Six
days away from Christmas now. So that's what we're looking at because I enjoy the Hallmark Channel.
Right.
6 days.
Yeah, you've mentioned that because that's the thing. They really try to get into their they really try to get into their Christmas spirit early because I want to say it used to be back when ABC had like a family affiliate. It was like 25 days of Christmas, and Hallmark does similar, right?
They started in September, actually. And
yeah, that's a bit too much.
No, not enough.
I got September 3rd.
I got a friend that works at the Department of Defense and locally here, and I always send her a screenshot of the Hallmark Channel in September saying Merry Christmas, and she goes, it's not even Halloween yet.
Exactly. My goodness.
Well, just go into Lowe's or one of those stores in September. What do you see? The inflatables.
They do start. They show up sooner and sooner.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm there. I'm happy this time of year.
Several Escambia Children's Trust providers have been approved for a third year of funding. According to the P&J, 11 providers have been approved, while 4 others are under review, and a 5th did not seek funding. The ECT was approved by voters back in 2020. It provides tax dollars to fund initiatives and services to help children and families in this county. The providers were the first to be awarded funding for out-of-school time programs last February. The providers were approved for annual contracts with optional renewals for up to 3 years, and a 3-year cycle expires in February of 2026.
Okay, 514 News Radio 92.3. Beside Mary and Dave Hoxing doing so many community things here, they throw one heck of a great party. And what I'm talking about tomorrow is Pajama Day here.
Yes.
At the radio station.
Right.
I'm very excited about that. I have picked out my pajamas and all. I can't actually wear what I wear at home, but I did.
That would be indecent.
I did, probably. To some, yes, it would be. but to others, maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a blast tomorrow seeing everybody around here running around in their pajamas. I'm ready for that. There is an upbeat reading on the economy. See, things get better and better.
Yeah.
It's like Homer Simpson says, you know. Man, it gets better and better. Okay, and I'm talking about the numbers, and they really started back at the end of summer, moving into early fall. Jenny Casola has those numbers.
The economy improved at a much stronger than expected pace over the third quarter. The gross domestic product rose 3.1%. The reading's been revised higher from an initial reading of up 2.8%. It reflects strong consumer spending and the U.S. exporting more. It's an improvement from the previous quarter's reading of 3%. GDP growth has topped 2% in 8 of the last 9 quarters. The GDP reading for the October through December quarter will be released on January 30th. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
All righty, 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, we do have some minor backups on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, but it's not too bad. It was worse last hour. do have some backups on Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox and on Airport Boulevard if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. Also have some issues on Michigan Avenue. This is if you are traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, so be on the lookout for that as well. Outside of that, it's just a few more of the usual areas. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 57 degrees right now, low of 44 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 64, low of 36. A beautiful, chilly start to your weekend.
Okay, I'm checking out the Pensacola International board right now, and you know, I got good news for you. There's no flights in any kind of danger being on the cancellation side of the equation or just delayed decision. Everything looks good. So if you have somebody to pick up out there, everything's on time, and it should be a real nice pickup for you this evening. PPD began enforcing. We talked about this a bit last hour. Got some text on this. Little concerned, are you? Well, the MLK Plaza's operational hours have been adjusted. Apparently, if you find yourself in the park after dark, you could potentially be issued a citation. Isn't this something? Even if the city's website says parks are open until 9 o'clock. Now, under city code ordinances, parks are supposed to be closed at sunset. Here you go. 50% says this, 50% says that. Plaza runs three blocks between Wright Street, Garden Street, covering the neutral ground on Palafox Street. So, go at your own risk.
All right.
Tread forward.
Florida's military members, their families, and veterans got big wins in this year's NDAA funding bill. Senator Rick Scott talked with Pensacola Morning News today. He says that the NDAA is a huge improvement over the budget proposal previously presented by the Biden administration. The bill would give service members a 4.6% raise and rescind the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. It comes in at $45 billion more than the previously proposed budget.
Let me talk some more big bucks for you, if you don't mind. The new District 1 medical examiner's office getting expensive. Escambia County has agreed to pay an additional $800,000 to fund that project. The additional funds bring the total amount of Escambia County's paying for its portion of the project more than $6 million.
Wow. All right.
You said it best.
And we're seeing some reaction from former District 1 Congressman Matt Gaetz to the news that the House Ethics Panel report on his sexual misconduct and drug use allegations will be made public sometime this week. He posted on his X page after the news broke, Gaetz writes that he was never charged with a crime and that he has never been sued, yet says the House Ethics Panel will reportedly be releasing a report that he has no opportunity to debate or rebuke. Gaetz said in his post, quote, "My 30s were an era of working very hard and playing hard, too," unquote. We've posted Gaetz's full statement on the news radio website.
Was that a confession or what was that?
I don't know. That was a pretty – I don't know what to make of that. I don't want to comment on that.
You don't have to.
You're right.
Because what we're allowing our listeners to do is read between the lines.
Yes. You can read the whole statement.
That's creative journalism, man.
I don't have to add any context myself.
There you go. Hey, Escambia commissioners, looking for a few good men and women. Thought the Marines had that coin, didn't you? Remember years ago, that used to be their line.
Right.
The Marines are looking for a few good men and women. Well, so are Escambia County commissioners. They are soliciting applications for people interested in serving as reps of the Escambia Pensacola Affordable Housing Advisory Committee. Members will serve a three-year term from January 2025 through December 2028. All applications must be received no later than January 6th for consideration. And believe me, that is just around the corner.
All righty. Just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, I mentioned Florida Senator Rick Scott just a couple minutes ago. Well, he's sharing his thoughts on this entire situation with the FAA banning drones over parts of New Jersey, what that means, so on and so forth. Got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
It's not if, but it's when. James chapter 1 reminds us that facing trials is not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. And because trials will come, it is wise for us to be ready to handle them when they do. Just like if you're in a situation where you must physically fight, if the fight is unexpected, you might get sucker punched. But if you have your back foot planted and your shoulders squared up, you're ready to defend yourself, therefore your chances of victory have increased greatly. James chapter 1 prepares Christians to spiritually fight through the trials and understand God's purpose in allowing that trial. I want to encourage you to read closely James 1, 2 through 12, and ask God for a fresh dose of His wisdom as you fight through the trials of life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, at Barnes Feed Store.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost. Pass the jar.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon.
Ugh.
The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Todd with Frontier Motors wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Mar Shandy with Burns Estate Planning and wishing you guys a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't text and drive.
This is Kaylee from Wave Men's Health wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Kimberly Blair with Florida Power and Light in Pensacola. We want to wish you a joyful and magical Christmas filled with love, laughter, and cherished moments.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris Anderson. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, I got a woman mean as she can be.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Roy Orbison. I don't think he can do anything bad. I really don't. I just he left us way too soon. Way too soon. What a talent that was.
Right.
All right, Austin Price is in. I'm Chris Bryan. Thank you so much for having us on your Thursday afternoon. We do appreciate that. A couple of knucklehead stories I want to pass out. This one's a sad one, though, Austin. A Florida mom ate, drank, and even danced at a Winter Haven bar. This is down in the Orlando area. Staff had a pretty bad feeling and discovered she left her kids outside in the car. Here's Susan Goldsmith from WOLF. That's Channel 35 in Orlando.
Kids from 10 months old to 8 years old. The Apple Lounge called 911. Deputies came and watched over the kids until mom came out on her own. And when she did...
She fought with us. She did not want to cooperate. She didn't want to tell us who the children were. And when we told her she was under arrest, she started resisting and she was kicking the deputies.
36-year-old Tiffany Simmons is now behind bars, facing 12 charges, including felony child abuse and battery of an officer. This story does have a silver lining. The Apple Lounge also has a nonprofit and collects gifts to hand out to kids every year. So they're making sure the four little ones get something nice to unwrap Christmas morning.
That is very wholesome.
I told you, was it a pretty picture, though?
Oh, no. And it's sad. It's sad that people fail their children like that, especially this time of year. So it's good to hear that they did have a wholesome tie into
Absolutely.
It at the end.
Absolutely.
525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Still got some issues on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Same with Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards and passing Windhaven Beach. Let's see. In Pensacola, we got some issues at the intersection with Brent Lane and Palafox Street. Also on Airport Boulevard, traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. And Highway 29, traveling northbound towards Burgess Roads. We got all kinds of issues. Last but not least, we got Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, 57 degrees, low of 44. Tomorrow, beautiful Friday to introduce you to your weekend. High of 64, low of 36.
See, doesn't that make you feel really good knowing that you put a lot of smiles on a lot of people's faces right there?
With the weather, at least,
yeah. Good story. Hey, here's a story making its way around the news cycle today. A U.S. Marine is accused of killing a woman that was working as an escort here in Escambia County. Investigators say 20-year-old Willie Ellington was arrested Tuesday for the murder of 26-year-old Tishy Bennett. Chief Deputy Andy Hobbs.
He premeditatedly decided that he was going to take someone's life. And I saw some comments on social media about that. Our post said what she did for a living. She was an escort. And, you know, to answer that real quick, no one is saying that because she was an escort, she deserved what she got or anything like that. That's not why it was there. It was to explain to the people that were out there so we can send to our public in 100% transparency. It wasn't like it was a random act of violence. It wasn't like he met her on the side of the road.
Okay, Escambia County investigators did work with the Mobile Police Department to investigate that murder. Ellington had been stationed aboard NAS Pensacola.
Gosh, all right.
Now have I thoroughly bummed you out now?
Yes. mentioned this before the break. The FAA has banned drones over parts of New Jersey. That's the latest development in the drone news that swept the country over the last few weeks. But Florida Senator Rick Scott says the matter has shown that there's a trust issue and that he'll be getting a briefing on the drone issue later today. That's what he said earlier today. So I wonder how that went. The federal government has said the drones do not pose a threat to national security, but the FAA's ban will last through at least mid-January. So, Rick Scott, trying to get to the bottom of this nonsense.
Okay, 527 News Radio 92.3. Dozens of high-rise buildings right here in South Florida. Well, not right here in South Florida, but
right
down
here in Florida.
Down in South Florida.
Yeah.
Austin, they're sinking. And Fox's Sue Guzman on the report.
Miami's Barrier Islands are home to many tall luxury buildings. And according to a new study by the University of Miami, about three dozen of them are slowly sinking. 35 luxury condos and hotels across Florida's Sunny Isles Beach, Surfside, Miami Beach, and Bell Harbor all showed significant signs of erosion well below the surface, according to the study. And the study's lead author says these findings underscore the need for ongoing monitoring. The research conducted following the collapse of a 12-story condo in Surfside, Florida in 2021 that left 98 people dead. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And we had touched on this earlier this week. We've now got a bit of an update on it. The man accused of trying to assassinate Donald Trump, now facing state charges in the state of Florida, Ryan Routh, or Ruth, whatever, is wanted for felony attempted murder in relation to a crash that gravely injured a 6-year-old girl while he was being arrested after the assassination attempt. Attorney General Ashley Moody says that when you couple that girl's injuries with Ruth's other criminal conduct, it warrants felony attempted murder charges. The maximum penalty would be life in prison. Moody also discussed a state investigation. She says her agency was routinely stonewalled by federal investigators who wouldn't share evidence and attempted to shut down the state's investigation. Yeah, we touched on this recently, Chris, in regards to she wanted those charges brought in the state of Florida, and it looks like they now have been. So we'll see how that develops.
Okay, coming up in 6-7 minutes here, we'll get into sports, talk about some interesting things for you. We'll talk about Netflix is doing a documentary on New York's quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk about that. That's coming up in 7 or 8 minutes right now. So get ready for that one. That should be interesting. New technology getting people a little bit nervous here this afternoon. The threat of cyber criminals using artificial intelligence to defraud you and your family out of thousands of dollars. Absolutely soaring. The FBI confirms actors are using AI voice cloning to entice people to send money. Cybersecurity experts say you should always be suspicious of somebody who calls and asks for money. It's a big red flag this holiday season. It may sound like a good idea, maybe, to sit down and discuss this with your family or friends. Gotta stop it, you know, and that's the first way to do it, communicating with the family members.
Yeah.
And don't stick the messages like I do on the refrigerator door. That's where I call my communication center. You want to know something? Just look at the refrigerator door. It's sitting there right. Cyber crime is absolutely probably one of the top concerns in this country today.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. A suspect in a fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, now back in New York after waiving his right to an extradition hearing in Pennsylvania. Luigi Mangione arraigned on charges including death-eligible murder.
He's facing a long list of federal charges, and he has two high-profile and very expensive attorneys here in New York City. I don't know who's paying for them at this time, but it's the same law firm that's representing Sean Diddy Combs.
Fox's Alexis McAdams, the suspect's being held without bail. House Republicans trying to rally around a new 116-page plan to keep the government funded. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
The Musk-Johnson proposal is not serious. It's laughable. Extreme MAGA Republicans are driving us to a government shutdown.
The original spending bill was over 1,500 pages. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen with your money now. Thousands of Amazon workers throughout the country are walking off the job today after union officials say the retailer failed to negotiate. Workers at facilities in New York, Illinois, Georgia, and California are said to be seeking better wages and working conditions. Meanwhile, the Justice Department is filing a new lawsuit against CVS that accuses the largest pharmacy chain of unlawfully dispensing massive quantities of opioids to help fuel its own profits at the expense of public health. Shares of CVS are currently up slightly in after-hours trading. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow snapping a 10-day losing streak, gaining 15 points, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ were down slightly. Retailers, including Target and Walmart, are stocking their shelves with toys and gifts that cost less than $10, and it's a strategy aimed at attracting cash-strapped shoppers. That's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. It's not surprising that the Patriots are 3-11, and usually I wouldn't advocate for firing a coach after one season, but Gerard Mayo should have never been hired in the first place when Mike Vrabel was available. Vrabel is still available, and teams like the Bears and Jets should jump at the opportunity to hire him. But Robert Kraft shouldn't be afraid to move on from Gerard and right his wrong from a year ago by having Mike call Foxborough home once again. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, this is Bobby Rossi. Happy Holidays, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
All the small things, true care, truth brings. I'll take one lift, your ride, best trip, always, I know.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, you've got me there. I mean, if I... Listen, I love that song. It's a great track. I would let the thing play all the way through, but we don't have enough time for that one. Well, afternoon, everybody. Thanks for allowing us to take that ride home with you today. 5:37. It is kind of slipping. Boy, this is moving along quickly today, isn't it?
Yeah, already halfway done.
We were talking about a few minutes ago. I was saying, and I actually was teasing you, about Netflix. They're doing a documentary examining New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers' comeback from his devastating Achilles injury. I'm interested. I think I want to watch this thing because I wonder if they go back into his sessions 2 seasons ago when he went out to the desert and did LSD for like 2 weeks and fried his brain or something. And
you said you think it'll be interesting. Yeah, he's an interesting guy.
That's what I'm saying. So I think I'm going to look and see what the kind of the other side of Aaron Rodgers is. But it's coming up on Netflix, and Michelle Polino has the story.
Fox 2.
I'm Michelle Polino on Netflix. Julia's Stepping Stones, a documentary short in which late director Julia Reichert, who passed away from cancer in 2022, looks back at her upbringing and career in filmmaking. Reichert's husband and longtime collaborator co-directed. Also on Netflix, Aaron Rodgers' Enigma takes a deep dive into the NFL quarterback's use of psychedelics and how he utilized them to overcome his perfectionism and discomfort with the religious faith of his upbringing. The doc starts off with the New York Jets quarterback suffering an Achilles injury at the beginning of the season, which sends Rodgers to the mountains of Costa Rica for an ayahuasca retreat, though Rodgers reveals he has done ayahuasca 9 times across 4 different trips. On Disney Plus, Super Kitties, the animated series from Disney Junior about 4 superhero kittens who work together to protect the citizens of Kittydale. That's Fox Tube on Fox News.
So Aaron thinks he's better now since he's done the acid.
He played college.
Is that
college.
What he's saying? Was that what they were saying?
He played college at Cal Berkeley.
Yeah, so right. Berserkly.
Cal Berserkly. So he fits the part. No, in all seriousness, Rodgers is just a weird guy.
Well, I'm just saying that he had, you know, and I teased it before we went into the story that he was doing LSD out in the desert for weeks out there. And
someone who doesn't know Aaron Rodgers would have thought you were joking.
Yeah, but I'm not, unfortunately.
It was surprisingly
that's why I've
got
to watch this thing. I want to see how deep he went into that hole. And he's not better than before. Let me tell you, he was a better quarterback before he did the LSD. So the moral of this story is, kids, do not do LSD.
Yeah, and also don't play for the Jets if you make it to the league.
There you go. Another good idea.
College football here. Got one bowl game tonight. Georgia Southern taking on Sam Houston in the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. That is kickoff set for 6 p.m. That's in 20 minutes. It's from the Caesars Superdome, home of the New Orleans Saints themselves. This is actually one of the better, because, you know, typically this early in the bowl season, you know, talking about the New Orleans Bowl and we're talking about two smaller programs, you would think this game would suck. Actually, no. I mean, Sam Houston's 9-3, Georgia Southern's 8-4, so those two teams having great years. This will hopefully be a good game.
Yeah, listen, this is only a marketing tool for SMG. They're the folks that operate the Caesar Dome. I know a lot of you people say, but we call it the Caesar Dome over there. This, for a long time, this dome got no attention whatsoever. Because, you know, you got the Sugar Bowl in a couple of weeks coming down, big exposure, that type of thing. And this bowl was just there. But it is a great marketing tool for the city of New Orleans and for the Caesar Dome folks at SMG to put on it. Because let me tell you something. Something's happening all the time in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get a crowd in there. I like to watch it because I like to look at the aesthetics. I like to look around the stadium when they're panning the cameras.
Right.
Just a little greedy side of me in terms of finding out what's going on in New Orleans.
Well, and around this time next hour, since that game kicks off in 20 minutes, I'll give you a score update on it, let you know how it's going. Probably not too much action. It'll have been on for about 40 minutes, but nonetheless, we will keep an eye on it. Speaking of games happening tonight, of course, we got Thursday Night Football action, AFC West rivalry, Chargers hosting the Broncos. That kickoff is set for 7:15 p.m. You can catch that game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. And we did official coverage on ESPN Pensacola begins at 6:30, correct?
Yes.
All righty. So, yeah, go there and get some NFL action on this Thursday night.
The game I'm looking for... Listen, I'm seeing the trend develop here already on a Thursday evening. I'm going to be in front of that television most of the weekend.
Yes.
I would, especially for my interest, the Florida-Tulane game.
Yep, that's tomorrow.
From the Gasparilla Bowl down in Tampa.
Right.
And I say that I was the voice of Tulane in the Dome for years. Being from LSU side of me, it was hard to bite that sometimes, you know, especially when LSU played Tulane in the Dome.
Right.
Then they quit doing it. They quit playing each other. And it used to be the great game of the season when LSU would play Tulane. And I think Tulane stopped playing LSU. But I'm not sure if it was LSU playing, stopped playing Tulane, or it was Tulane playing LSU.
Well, the thing is, you know, they obviously, of course, back decades ago when Tulane was in the SEC. Fun fact, Tulane was
it sure was. Games.
Well, that's the thing. Fun fact, Tulane, to this day, is the last team to leave the SEC.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Once you go SEC, you never go back. Anyway.
And we played uptown in the old Tulane Stadium.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. So since Tulane has left the SEC, it's been more like a once in a blue moon, once in a green wave basis, those two teams face off.
There you go. See, you know it's the green wave. Most people don't know that.
Oh, I love Tulane. They're such a unique team. Mascot, color scheme, it's awesome.
And it's a hell of a party school, let me tell you.
I don't doubt that for a moment.
I mean to tell you that. Hey, new study coming out on China's military activity. Shifting gears, getting a little serious with you this afternoon. Jennifer Griffith has all the details.
Military matters.
The Pentagon published its 2024 China Military Power Report. It found that China is expanding its nuclear force, increasing military pressure on Taiwan, and deepening ties with Russia, while also removing at least 15 high-ranking military officers, including its defense minister and defense industry executives, from their posts for alleged corruption. The purge of top leaders within the People's Liberation Army includes the Chinese defense minister, Dong Jun, whose fate is still unknown. tone. The Pentagon's Eli Ratner spoke after the report's release.
15 senior PLA officials already rounded up is just the tip of the iceberg, and one should expect that this is something that's going to continue and we're going to see more and more of in the years ahead.
China now has over 600 operational nuclear weapons and is projected to exceed 1,000 by 2030.
Expansion of China's nuclear program raises the question of what are all these nuclear weapons for? And they haven't answered that question.
For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Not seeing too much going on. Do have some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Also on Mobile Highway. This is if you are traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, it's just a couple of our usual spots, such as Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing the Windhaven Beach area, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 57 degrees here, low of 44 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful Friday. High of 64, low of 36, sunny clear.
Did you ever watch that 70s show?
I did.
I did, too. I used
funny
to
show.
I used to really, really enjoy that. If I said the name Stephen Hyde, you know who I'm talking about, don't you?
I do.
Danny Masterson. And he did a lot of bad things in life.
He sure did.
And he paid for him. He's in prison right now. But he is appealing his rape convictions. This will be very interesting. Michelle Polino has more on this case.
Danny Masterson's lawyer filed a brief seeking a complete reversal of his conviction for rape, arguing that his accusers significantly altered their stories to squeeze through a labyrinth of statutes of limitation laws in order to pursue monetary damages through a civil case. The appeals brief seeks to immediately free Masterson, who was sentenced in September to 30 years to life in prison for the assaults of two women who testified in his Los Angeles retrial. The first trial ended in a hung jury in November of 2022. The filing picks apart the timeline of accuser stories in exhausting detail, outlining how each evolved their memories over the years. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty, 5:46. At around this time every hour, we try to get you your Wall Street numbers. Well, Wall Street closed with stocks mixed today. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 15 points to 42,342. The S&P 500 lost 5 points to fall to 58,67. And the NASDAQ fell 20 points to 19,372.
All right, at least you're not going to hear All I Want for Christmas Is You this hour. You can smile about that one. Mariah Carey will not be appearing on this program. News Radio 92.3, but... Mariah Carey is no stranger, of course, to music collaborations.
Right.
Here's a new project she's working on.
In the middle of the Fortnite map lurks a monster encased in ice. Mariah Carey joining the Epic Games Battle Royale wearing a Santa suit. The block, by player's perspective, about 10 stories high and melting before Mariah appears to haunt players' dreams and wish them a Merry Christmas. For those familiar with the map, the giant ice block is just southeast of the brutal boxcars area of the map. Mariah is not the first musician to join the metaverse-styled game. She joins Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish, Eminem, and Snoop Dogg, just to name a few. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
There's a couple of laid-back people.
Yeah, man. Honestly, this is a huge... opportunity for celebrities because I'm not a Fortnite player, but I'm very familiar with the game. And
good exposure?
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it is phenomenal exposure. And these aren't just up-and-coming celebrities. No, we're talking Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Mariah
Carey. Legacy artists.
Yeah, these are household names here.
Right.
So I would absolutely hop on that bandwagon if I am a celebrity right now.
So you're endorsing that, right?
Yes.
All right.
I'll see if Austin Price can get a skin in Fortnite.
Let me kind of urge you to get into the mode, not just you, Austin, but all of our listeners today, get into the mode of helping our furry friends this holiday season. One thing you can do, implant the microchip. If you've got an animal has not been microchipped as of yet, please do that. You never know. You know, they like to run. And once they get out, you lose them, then you break your heart, and you go looking for them. But if you got a microchip, it really cuts the process down. So that's one I would love to see you kind of gravitate to? And two, why don't you invite a furry friend into your home during the holidays? Santa Rosa Animal Services, call it Home for the Holidays. A short-term foster program. This year, the Christmas option now in effect going through January 6th. And that'll, believe me, it'll make your Christmas a little bit nicer.
All righty, 549 here. U.S. Department of Justice claiming CVS knowingly filled illegal prescriptions in violation of the Controlled Substance Act. In a complaint unsealed yesterday in federal court in Rhode Island, the DOJ alleges that CVS filled prescriptions from October 2013 to now that included dangerous and excessive quantities of opioids. It also says the pharmacy chain sought federal reimbursement for many of them in violation of the False Claims Act. CVS says it strongly disagrees with the allegations and false narrative within the complaint. Yeah, you know, even if I didn't know anything about what CVS was being accused of, I would assume that they would say that.
Probably so. Federal Trade Commission officially cracking down on the ticket industry. You go. Yeah, there you go. It's about time is what I'm getting at here. Days ago, the commission ruled to prohibit bait-and-switch pricing tactics used to bury junk fees. You ever ordered online?
Yeah.
And you got these, where did this come from? Where did that fee come from? We're going to stop it. Over the course of 2 years, FTC says it received, get this one, more than 70,000 comments on hidden and misleading fees for tickets to concerts, sporting events, and short-term lodging. The ruling applies to all businesses, including corporations, partnerships, associations, or any entity offering, displaying, or advertising live event tickets and short-term lodging. About time, something like that, to protect the consumer. You know, this is well-needed, and it's well-placed.
It sounds
sure
like it.
Sure is.
All righty, 5:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, Chris, we've talked about porch pirates. Yeah, we've talked about porch pirates.
Yes, we have.
Well, one in South Jersey actually got pretty bold when it was on a neighbor's Ring camera. We got details on what that fellow was doing and more when we return.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
been an awful good girl, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
News Radio 92.3.
All kinds of Christmas music.
Pensacola
here.
Right now, Pensacola. Thanks for having us on. This is what we call Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. That was my pregnant pause from Bob Molino. So he taught us that from the Fox Sports Department.
Yeah, and so did that that Tony Genualdo.
Yeah. They try to trick you, don't they? Hey, yeah. You want to live longer?
I would prefer it, yeah.
I think we're doing pretty good right now. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying U.S. life expectancy jumped last year. Jeff Manasso all over the story.
The CDC says death rates fell last year for almost all leading causes, notably COVID-19, heart disease, and drug overdoses, translating to adding nearly 1 year to the estimated lifespan of Americans. Though life expectancy has not yet climbed back to pre-pandemic levels, it peaked in 2014 at nearly 79 years before plunging during the pandemic, dropping to just under 76 and a half years in 2021. The CDC also saying that death rates declined across all racial and ethnic groups, and among both men and women. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check at the roads and weather for you. We typically see a lot of our congestion issues break down at around this time every evening. Still got some issues on Highway 90, though. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and have some on Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Outside of that, it's just going to be some minor congestion here and there, such as on Gulf Beach Highway if you are traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 57 degrees right now, low of 44 tonight. Tomorrow, beautiful day, high of 64, low of 36.
Well, one of the nice things I like about Christmas, of course, one, I like doing midnight mass on Christmas Eve. The funny story, we used to always do the burning of the bonfires in Gonzales, Louisiana, which is upriver from New Orleans. And they do the bonfire burnings. They start the bonfires at 7 o'clock, and they work their way back into the city. But my problem was I took the kids to the bonfires on Christmas Eve. Then I'd have to jump in the car and race back down to Jackson Square to go to midnight mass at the cathedral. So gosh, it was like crazy, and I miss it, Christmas Eve. But I like doing the midnight mass thing. I like that a lot. But I also like to eat during Christmas. Oh, like I did at Thanksgiving, but Christmas is another great eating day. Northwest Florida residents gearing up for that big celebration, of course. Many locals planning to cook food for that holiday. As a whole, Christmas meals will be costlier this year thanks to ingredients, experience year-over-year price increases. The main meal index, this is part of the Christmas dinner review. They're posting today a 2.3% jump from last year. For the winter holidays, consumers will splash out $261 on food, candy, decorations, and other non-gift items. This was according to the National Retail Federation. So folks are getting ready to eat.
All righty.
I'm getting ready to eat. 6 days and counting.
You know, Chris, I mentioned this before the break. And you know what? Not going to have any lead in. I'm just going to read it.
Oh, go bold. Go bold.
Police in one South Jersey community are looking for a twerking porch pirate.
There you go.
Who returned to the scene of the crime after video of his moves, were posted on the Ring Neighbors app.
I'll pass on this one, by the way.
The suspect apparently wasn't amused when the video surfaced and returned 2 days later, as shared by local police. Video shows two men in hoodies running up to a doorstep at the Independence Square townhomes in the Sicklerville section of on December 9th. One of them swipes a package while the other taunts the Ring camera by twerking, and they both run off. The package contained baby items and glasses worth $74. When they returned, they also brought back one of the stolen glasses, which was broken.
All right. I remember months ago, Fannie Willis, she was the Georgia prosecutor for the Trump case. Well, she and her line was, "You're not taking me off this case. Never." I'm quoting her. So let's fast forward now to right now today. Atlanta's embattled prosecutor, Fannie Willis, is off the case. She
just like that.
Surprise, huh? This is pending Georgia's trial of course, President-elect Trump on charges related to a plot to overturn the 2020 election. Fox's Eben Brown going to try to straighten it out for you.
A Georgia State Appeals Court rules Atlanta area District Attorney Fannie Willis must be removed from the state's prosecution of President Donald Trump on racketeering charges related to actions taken with Georgia officials. Following the 2020 election, the case had been stalled as the appeals court heard arguments over Willis's acts in the case, including matters regarding her personal relationship with the special prosecutor she hired. The appeals court did not dismiss the indictment, leaving the case in further limbo. It is not known if Willis will appeal her dismissal to the Georgia Supreme Court. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Yeah, what are you going to say about that?
Well, it's just the fact that I hate it when people speak in such absolute terms, or they speak with such certainty over something that they truly shouldn't know for 100% sure, right?
So, or like, have any control over.
Well, exactly. To say, you're not taking me off this case, you're going to be clowned for that if you end up getting taken off, and that's exactly what happened. And she should have known there was always that chance.
This is News Radio 92.3. Come on back. We'll be back.
Traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.